Good morning. Joining us on the line now is Wendy Kiefer, who has a diploma in companion animal behaviour and training. And during her studies, she was shocked to find the NHS statistics about dog bites in the UK. They've increased by 76% between 2005 and 2015. The largest majority of these bites are to children under the age of 10, and the majority of the dogs were in their own homes. She came up with a fabulous idea, a book called Hey Dog, Let's Talk. It's a beautifully illustrated guide for children to help them understand dogs and learn to communicate with them in order to keep them safe. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. And yes, those statistics do seem shocking, don't they?
Absolutely shocking. I mean, you can kind of see that how the dog population has grown in society, and many more families have dogs. But it really struck me that, you know, all of these dogs that are biting in their own homes, it can't be all down to that many aggressive dogs, as you would call them. Most of them are really good family dogs that are just pushed beyond tolerable limits. And that really has to come down to education, and it's got to come down to better understanding of dog behavior and how dogs are trying to communicate with us. But in particular, from the point of view of children, it's about teaching them what is appropriate and respectful behavior around dogs. It's teaching children how they can get dogs to trust them, because dogs tend to only bite because they're feeling defensive. And it's when a dog is cornered or, you know, feeling under pressure and they've given off all of their body language, all of their signals saying, I'm feeling really anxious about this, and nobody's listening, then eventually they get to the point where they're down to, you know, snarling and growling and sometimes even biting.
Mm.
And that's something that I want to try and help families to avoid.
Absolutely. It must be a strange thing for young children, and we were talking about children under the age of 10 particularly, to kind of understand, unless they're educated by their parents, that the dog isn't just another toy. You said, if they're being sort of intimidating or keep putting their hand in his face or whatever, thinking they're just having fun and playing, you know, the kid won't be intentionally antagonizing the dog.
No, that's absolutely right. But it's a very human thing to want to grab and cuddle and kiss and, you know, really get in the space of someone that you love. Mm-hmm. And a child who loves their dog will have this urge to want to do that. But to a dog, that can be very intimidating. That can be very frightening behavior. And it's helping children to understand that. And in particular, it's giving the dog the choice in the situation. So you're teaching your child to stand away from the dog and call the dog to them, so that the dog is in a position of being able to say, you know, yes, I want to come, or no, thanks, I don't feel like it today.
Mm-hmm.
And then teaching the child that they should respect that. And it's, you know, that kind of thing that's very important. And also teaching children how to appropriately stroke a dog, you know, not to cuddle them, to hug them, to, you know, grab them too tightly, but to use one hand and stroke them, and, you know, stroke them in appropriate places around their chin and around their chest and shoulder. And in that way, the dog will learn to trust. And will then, you know, eventually, as the child grows up and becomes more trustworthy in the eyes of the dog, you may then have a dog that will enjoy a cuddle or something, which they may enjoy with their adult owners. But when children are too unpredictable. Children are very impulsive, and it can be very frightening to a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some people would say that the dogs can be unpredictable, cats as well. You know, pets are unpredictable. We can't, as much as we might like to think we can, we can't all necessarily communicate with them in the way that we'd like. We don't always know what they're thinking. You know, we like to think that we know exactly what they're thinking all the time, when they're happy, when they're sad, when they want to cuddle. But it's so often our feelings that we're projecting onto them. We know they want to cuddle because they love to be cuddled, but do they really?
Yeah. Yeah. Or even, you know, parents can sometimes be misguided in thinking, you know, I love my dog, I love my child, and therefore my dog loves my child. And that's a misunderstanding of, you know, how the dog is feeling in the situation. So we can educate people on understanding dog body language. We can teach them, you know, what signs to look out for, you know, widening of the eyes and licking the lips and turning heads away and tail tucks and all these things. And that is something that older children and adults can quite clearly learn, and they can get better at interpreting dogs' behavior. But from the point of view of children, by far the safest approach is to teach them to give the dog choice and to offer, you know, keep a bit of distance between them. And if it's, you know, if it's obviously a brand new dog you've never met, then you ask permission, you stand away from the dog, and if the permission is given, you call the dog to you, and the dog may or may not want to come. But even in your own home or in your grandparents' home or in your neighbor's home, if the dog is on their bed or if the dog is on the other side of the room, learning not to go straight to the dog but to stand back and call the dog to you. And that's giving the dog the choice. That's giving the dog an opportunity to say, I'm not very comfortable in this situation, or I'm just having a bad day. You know, everybody has bad days. Dogs get older much faster than we do. They may have painful joints. They might be feeling sick or ill. And it gives the dog that opportunity to say, I'm just not up for playing today. I know I played yesterday, but today my leg hurts too much. So it's teaching respect, really. And respect leads to safety.
Yeah. Can dogs have issues with, not necessarily jealousy, but sort of territorial issues? So if a couple, for example, have had a dog for many, many years and the dog gets all their love and attention, and then the couple have a baby, and a lot of their attention then goes on to the baby, can that be that difficult for the dog?
Now, of course it can be difficult for the dog. It can be, you know, it's a change in their routine. It's attention that's taken away from them. So, you know, the other side of that is learning ways to help your dog to continue to feel part of the family and not feel isolated and rejected because of this new screaming, thrashing object you brought into the house. And helping them to, you know, to feel still loved and valued and entertained and you know, so there are ways of helping your dog to feel good about, for instance, being isolated, being put into another room. So you leave them with a food puzzle or you know, some of their special toys or treats and chews that they only get at that time when they're left on their own and your attention is elsewhere. So that you're trying to you know, you're trying to change the dog's emotional state around the baby from, you know, oh my goodness, you know, this thing is taking my owner's attention away, to actually, when that baby comes out and I go into my room, it can be really great because I get my favorite toys in there.
Yeah.
So there are lots of different lots of different challenges actually when a child or a baby comes into the home. And also, you know, decisions about how much you want your dog and your baby to come into direct contact with each other. You know, is that something that you want to allow, or is it something that you want to, you know, hold back on and restrict until the child gets old enough that you can then give them instruction on, you know, how to call the dog to them. The supervision is paramount whenever a child and a dog are in the same space together. You know, they must be actively supervised by a parent or a responsible adult who will make sure that inappropriate contact doesn't take place.
Mm. Exactly. When the child's a baby or of an age when you can't give it direction, then yeah. That's a different thing altogether, isn't it? I don't think. However, docile your dog is and loving and caring, and the fact that you would think he would never bite in a million years, I always think it's really a bit of a worry to leave, or with a cat as well, you know, to leave a baby and a dog or a cat or something like that together in the same room where anything can happen.
It never should happen.
No.
You know, it always has to be, you know, a completely, totally supervised situation. And parents, understandably, parents see, you know, the dog as part of the family as well as the child. And they can sometimes encourage too much interaction, too much or inappropriate interaction. And you see it on YouTube all the time, you know, photographs and films of, you know, the baby crawling up to the dog when the dog's in the bed, and or the baby pulling the dog's food dish away, which is, I've seen several of those films, and it's shocking because you think, you know, the risk to the baby is so great.
Mm.
But not only that, from my point of view as a pet behaviorist, you know, I don't like this thought that a dog that is doing its best to, you know, to adapt to this home life and suddenly, you know, is pushed beyond limits and then bites. It's always the dog. I mean, the child can be traumatized, but the dog also is then the one that usually is either put down or rehomed. And it's tragic all the way around. It's, you know, it's tragic for everyone. So I really feel strongly that I want to do something to help prevent these situations from coming up.
No, I think it's brilliant. And one other thing you mentioned at the beginning about dangerous dogs. If you have a dog that is deemed to be a certain type of dog, introducing a child into the equation, or if you already have a child, introducing a certain type of dog to be near that child, that's a different level, isn't it? That requires a lot more consideration as to whether that should happen at all, I think.
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't just come down to breed. You can have a dangerous Jack Russell, or you can have a dangerous pug, you know, it's as well as a dangerous pit bull. You know, it has to be something that it's taken on an individual basis, and it's not for me to advise parents one way or another about bringing children in. But of course, if your dog already has behavior problems that may you know, indicate, or they may have already displayed aggressive behavior, then this is where you need to get the advice of a professional behaviorist, and you know, you really need help with that and professional help. It's not something that a parent should be trying to deal with on their own.
Mm.
It's you know, it's too risky for everyone.
Yeah.
So that would always be my advice. Get you know, see your vet, get a behaviorist in, and deal with the problem appropriately.
Mm. Ending on a high, though, dogs are obviously, in general, absolutely beautiful, wonderful, lovely animals, and there's some fantastic relationships and connections that can be made between dogs and children.
That's the whole point about showing respectful behavior towards your dog, is that trust then develops and love develops between the two, you know, the child and the dog, and you end up with a really happy family relationship. And because it is about relationships, it's about the child building a good positive relationship with their dog, and that child will grow to an adult who value that relationship all the way through the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And I think it's just amazing.
Absolutely. Well, if people want to get a copy of The Dog, it's beautifully illustrated. It's called Hey Dog, Let's Talk. It's by Wendy Kiefer, who we've been chatting to. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great. Thank you.